Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello to all the ships at sea, wherever you are in the world. Greeting once again from Nashville, Tennessee. Everybody's take a nice big deep breath. Tune into your body. Just notice where it is. Nothing too diagnostic, but just be as present as you can physically inside of your body. Take a nice big deep breath, tap on the side of the hand. Tap on the collarbone. Chin. Eyebrow. Under the eye. Side of the eye. Under the arm. Collarbone, chin, under the nose, eyebrow, under the eye, side of the eye. Side of the hand, collarbone, under the arm, liver spot, chin. Eyebrow. Tippy top of the head. Halo, which is a couple inches above the tippy top of the head. Collarbone. Chin. Eyebrow. Under the nose, side of the hand, under the arm, collarbone, chin. Eyebrow, into the eye, side of the eye, side of the hand, collarbone. Chin, under the nose, side of the eye, eyebrow, under the nose, collarbone, side of the hand, chin, eyebrow, under the eye. Side of the eye, collarbone, Tippy top of the head. Collarbone. Chin. Under the nose. Side of the eye. Nice big deep breath. Big stretch. Move around. Again, just notice your body. Notice if your attention was brought to anything. Notice if there was a task that you needed to grab. Which I'm going to do as well. Very good. As you capture some of that data, also start just thinking about today, or if it's the end of your day, what you got coming tomorrow. What are you most worried about today? What's the task that's on your list that you have the most resistance to? That thing that is super valuable that you're just not, you're gonna struggle to do. Drop that in the chat box there. Let me know so we can all tap together for what we're worried about today. Let's say stressed about getting to bed on time. Yes. Looking at my money and sorting out my bills. Better at self-discipline and making good choices. Stuck in another lockdown. Learning bookkeeping. New skills are always scary. Sleeping through the night. Pressing deadline. Excellent. Keep populating the list over there, and we'll just start tapping side of the hand. Nice big deep breath. And just move from tapping point to tapping point. As I step into today, there are a number of things I would like to do. Some of those will help me to move forward. Some of those will help me to take care of myself. And some of them, there are things that just have to get done. And as I step into today, I give myself permission to take each of these tasks one at a time. And to do it in such a way, I'm able to naturally do these tasks. And to do them in flow. Give myself permission to make thoughtful choices about my health and my rest without being overwhelmed by those. Give myself permission to look honestly at my financial situation, knowing that numbers are sometimes scary. Knowing that numbers are sometimes overwhelming. But if I give them the time and attention they deserve, It will help me to move forward in a thoughtful, deliberate way. I recognize as things are not going as planned, as I am impacted by external forces, which make my day harder to navigate. I give myself permission to take each day one at a time, doing the best that I can with what is in front of me. There are tasks that I need to work on today, but I'm not going to finish today. They're big tasks that need to be done soon, just not today. And so I give myself permission to do a little work, to chip away at it a little at a time. Knowing that a little effort today will make that looming deadline a little smaller and a little less grave. If I feel overwhelmed at any point today, I recognize that it is my system just pointing out things that need to be done, and my system is just worried about doing them all at once. Whatever is in front of me today, I give myself permission to take it a little at a time. Knowing that whatever is achieved is enough to help me to move forward. Nice big deep breath. And again, if you want to grab a note and jot something down, go ahead and do that. One thing that's important to recognize when we're doing this, and this is one of the foundations and fundamentals of what the work I do comes from, and it's credited to Milton Erickson, and the idea is that all transformation starts by stating what is. And so when we're doing work like this, it is okay to be a grumpopotamus and have a giant list of things that we're worried about and that we're going after. And so don't feel like you need to apologize for listing a bunch of things in the chat box for us to tap on. Like, that's why we do this. Like, we need to know where we are and be okay with that before we can change that. And so that's exactly where we need to be as we step into all of this stuff. And yes, grumpopotamus is one of my favorite words. Take a nice big deep breath. I want you to tune into your body. And again, just notice everything that's going on in your system. Like, I had a little tension here in my mid-back. Sleeping weird in a hotel bed, but it's not my own. Side of the hand, nice big deep breath. Just repeat after me. My system is a healing machine. Give my system permission to do what it needs to do today to keep me healthy. I give my system permission to tap into all my internal wisdom to increase my health and well-being today. I choose to release anything known, unknown, and hidden that is preventing my health and well-being today. I give my system permission to release any known, unknown, and hidden memories that are preventing my health and well-being today. I give my system permission to release any known, unknown, and hidden energy that is preventing my health and well-being today. I give my system permission to ask for what it needs to be healthy today. My system is made for health. My system is made for well-being. I am thankful for everything my system is doing in the background all day long to keep me safe and healthy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My system is a healing machine. I give my system permission to release its healing power. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nice big deep breath, stretch, grab some water. If there's something that you heard from your system that you need to be paying particular attention to, jot that down. Don't lose it. Don't think, oh, I'll remember it 5 minutes from now. I'm not going to remember it 5 minutes from now. So that's why I always write it down. Awesome. Last thing I want to tap for this morning as we set up today or end the day, depending on where you are in the world. What are you thankful for? What are you appreciative of today? Drop some of those things in the chat box so we can just kind of celebrate and appreciate together. Set in the hand, nice big deep breath. Let's repeat after me. Thank you for the opportunities I have received and the opportunities I am receiving. I appreciate where I live. I'm grateful for the people I'm connected to. For the family relationships that are strong and lovely. For opportunities to continue to learn. For the for the beauty of nature that I get to experience. For those who are supportive of me. For my needs that are met today. For the parts of my life that are full and rich. I'm grateful for tools that allow me to create health and well-being. And the opportunity to use them. Thank you for the gifts that I have received and the gifts I'm receiving. My ability to move through the world. For projects and work that I enjoy. For the ability to keep moving forward. Thank you for the opportunities I've received and the opportunities I'm receiving. Thank you for the gifts I've received and the gifts I'm receiving. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings I have received and the blessings I am receiving. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nice big deep breath. Ooh. Again, if anything came bubbling to mind that should be noted, that you really appreciate. Go ahead, jot that down. The things that we appreciate, and they get a chance to grow as we engage with them more and more and more. It's such a beautiful way to start or end a day with a little gratitude. Wherever you are in your day, coffee, yes, it is 4:55 here in the morning in Nashville, Tennessee, and coffee is coming next once we get done with this little time. Thanks for hanging out with me again on a Thursday morning or whatever day of the week you have to be listening to this recording. I hope you have a wonderful, marvelous day that's full of good things and all of these great things that we are grateful for. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Bye-bye.